I think we kind of talked about this basic situation. We can maybe just briefly kind of follow up on this, but you kind of said somewhat emphatically the fish score was 10. Does that make you approach this or think about this any differently? A lot of people have questions about that.
Yeah, and there's little data to guide us on this issue either. And so we really need to look at the subset analysis based on fish score of all of the large adjuvant Herceptin databases to try to get a handle on whether or not the number of HER2 genes relative to the number of chromosome 17s actually has an impact on probability of response to trastuzumab. The data that I've heard about so far from the North American cooperative groups apparently suggests that there isn't an apparent relationship between the fish score and clinical outcome following adjuvant trastuzumab. However, I must emphasize that the fraction of patients that have low-level HER2 amplification must be probably very small, and consequently the error bars around the hazard ratios in that particular subset will probably be very large. So I don't know that I'm ready to exclude a possible association between clinical outcome on adjuvant trastuzumab and HER2 copy number, but there's just no data to suggest that's true at this point.
But sort of inherently or intuitively, do you feel differently when you see this than in a patient who's 2.5 or something?
I guess emotionally I want to, but I try to not let that interfere with sober clinical decision making. So in the absence of any data, I probably would not use the fish number to decide whether or not to give adjuvant trastuzumab.
How about you, Brian? When you see a high number, do you kind of feel like maybe trastuzumab is going to be more important?
Well, Soon Paik and I talked this through, and we felt that there would be a good correlation, Neil, between quantitative HER2 amplification and outcome. And when he showed the data last year, and he did this parallel at one of our symposia with the ER data, you were struck by the lack of apparent correlation. So I would agree with Mark. Emotionally, you would take somebody, you know, HER2 10 or 15-fold amplified, you would take that as being worse. But the data from Soon at the moment, bearing in mind even the smaller numbers, Mark, would suggest that there's far, far less correlation there than there is for estrogen receptor.
Although there was an abstract presented at San Antonio, I recall, I think it was in a poster session, I believe it was a neoadjuvant study that did show a correlation between HER2 gene copy number and probability of pathologic complete response with neoadjuvant chemotherapy with trastuzumab. So these conflicting data sets, you know, sort of keep it on the table. And emotionally, I want to believe that there might be a relationship, but it's certainly not in the adjuvant cohorts. There's no data set that shows that that's true.